Book One of the Mystique Trilogy, Jean of Isis, written by Tracy Harding and read by Edwina Wren. As a young child, I assumed that anyone could tune into the inner thoughts of those around them and the impressions that people left on objects they came into contact with. So that everything said and done in the course of the waking hours seemed to me to be a comical charade for the sake of pleasantness. You thought one thing and then said precisely what everyone else wanted to hear, even if it meant betraying your own judgment. If everyone could hear what you were really thinking, then why not say it out loud? In fact, why bother speaking at all? My attempts to rectify this silly process always ended in many gasps, arguments among the adults, being sent to my room, and tears, usually my own. I learned that the everyday verbal charade of lies did keep the peace, and so I too mastered how to play the game to appease and please my betters. Thankfully, there was one person in my world who truly cared for me and had my best interests at heart, and that sentinel was my nanny, Beat, shortened from Beatrice. She was the first to realize I had a gift, one of an otherworldly nature that only last century would have seen me burned as a witch. Nanny Beat was not a well-educated woman, yet she was smart enough to teach me to keep my observations to myself. Had my talents been limited to just the one ability, it might have been possible to keep my psychic talent hidden. But, as any good psychic will tell you, otherworldly phenomena come in myriad forms, and at the most unexpected moments. How can a child choose between what is commonplace and what is not, when, for a child, every experience is new and extraordinary?